Okay, we're Simeon Aleph Sifbeis. If you have the photostats, it's on the final page, indicating that we're at the end of our rope. This will be our final shiur until the beginning of September, Be'ezus Hashem. I'm going to finish this part of Hilchos Dayanim, and next year come to Dinei Pshara, which, as you can see on the bottom of the page, is Simeon Yud Beis. It's 19 sifim long, one of the longest simonim in Hilchos Dayanim. Today we continue with the topic of Hazmana, which we began last week. Now, at the beginning of the shiur last week, yes, a question already? September 6th, yeah. Labor Day is September 7th, September 6th. Far Labor Day. If the Shabbos that we're Mavarach in Labor Day. last week we talked about sending a Hazmana, and I was asked whether a Hazmana has to be Biksav or not. Is Hazmana a dafka, a letter from Beis Din, or is it just an oral message that you give a shliach to hand over Biksav? The second question I was asked was whether you can do it through the mail or whether it's necessary to do it through a shliach that has a din of shulcha shalom kamaisai, which would have to be a ben bris, which would have to be another Jew. So somehow I was not prepared for the question last week. So I'd like to share with you today that we're going to have now two sort of opposite mashmoisin. If you look on your page, just look quickly at Sivvav, which is easy sif. Sivvav reads, Hadayin yochol lachsayim bishtar hazmana min hatzad. Okay, there's a halacha that Edim have to sign a shtar on bottom. The reason Edim sign on the bottom is so that nobody insert anything subsequent to their signing. As a matter of fact, it's a style of Americans to skip a line before signing. Because when you go to elementary school and they tell you how to write a letter, I don't know if they still do, but they tell you how to write a letter, they tell you to skip a line, what do they call it, the salutation? What's it called on the bottom? Sincerely yours is, whatever it's called. They tell you to skip a line for a signature. In a shtar, you're not supposed to skip a line. Because if you skip a line, someone could add, plus you owe me $100,000. Now we pass an ein lemeid mishita achreina. Because we're always afraid something was stuck in, we don't darsha from shita achreina, from the last line of a shtar, and we write hakol shrir v'kayam at the end of every shtar, which means hakol shrir v'kayam translates to the end. Anything past this is a forgery. So the eidim have to sign on bottom. In Sivvav, it says, Hadayin yachlasim b'yishtar hazmana min atzad. Yishtar hazmana doesn't say anything beyond come to Beis Din. You can't add that you owe me $100,000. So, Hadayin, you could sign on the side as well. It doesn't have to be on the bottom. There are no dinim of chasima. From Sivvav, it appears that it's a shtar. Right? He's talking about Hadayin signing. It sounds like a hazmana, summons, is a shtar. Now let's learn Siv Bey. Siv Bey sounds like it's an oral message. Shliach Sha'amar, a shliach of the Beis Din who's bringing Hazmana, who said, Ploini Shalchani, B'Shemecha Mahadayanim. He only named one of the Dayanim who sent him, V'lai Ratzalavai. And the person who received the summons, didn't come. Ein Kaisar Ala Psicha Shalshamta. We don't put a mecheirim for ignoring the summons. Atchiyaymer b'shem shloshtan, unless he says that I'm being sent by the three of the Beis Din, it's not enough to say in the name of one. It's pretty clear that there's no shtar here. it is a shtar, the shtar will be signed by the Beis Din or by the three, or by the persons in charge of the Beis Din in the name of the three. So it's pretty clear it's oral. And then it says in Ramon, Yesh behem mumcha, chalkin loy kavin, amaskirin loy shema mumcha. If one person, if you have a Beis Din with Ramosha and two others, so it's okay to just say Ramosha, alt kvaydai. Interesting, sma, yud beis, yud aleph rather, the last white line in, the fourth line, the last white line of the Mirasi Naim of the sma. Im yesh behem mumcha, chalkin loy kavin, Shom kosgeim shem arayvin, v'lomdu imash kosim amachleikis kairach. It's this week's parasha. Although our expatriates who are living in Eretz Yisrael and came to claim to listen every week, for them it's last week's parasha. Because in Eretz Yisrael they learned kairach yesterday. But anyway, it's interesting to bump into this week's parasha. So we learn it for what it says by kairach, the hayasha moisha imashchina, the bezdin. There, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was eligible to be on a Beis Din? I'm not sure what that means. But the Shechina was the Beis Din. Shalach Moshe Shluchei L'Kayach Vamalai, Hayu Lefnei Hashem. Let's say, Lefnei Hashem Machar, is what it says? To come in front of Hashem. Atav V'Heim V'Aaron. You're starting up, you and your people against Aaron HaKayin, so you come. V'Kam Lefnei Hashem V'Lai Kam Lefaneinu, very interesting makar. I just made a siyum in Rosh Hashanah Thursday night. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Beis Amid Beis. It says that after the Tzedukim started up with the Kiddush HaChodesh, they made a takana that you have to have witnesses that say that Beis Din recognize that say that the ones who saw the moon are reliable people. It says, Rav Nohi Roi came and said testimony as someone's kosher. Shmami Noi, Echad is kosher? So the Gemara said, Nohi was Michal Shabbos, to travel, to say this about him. So the Gemara says, Echad is kosher? So I think the Gemara has two terutz. I think one terutz is that there was somebody else in the city already and needed a second aid to come. The Gemara's second terrace is Shani Rem Naroi. He was a gadol, and therefore they mentioned him. They didn't mention the second person. So it all seems to be a makar that if one of the two or one of the three is Adam gadol, you mention him alone. Okay, this is not so negea. All our hazmanis have the full names. Bamedvar Mumur Mishalach Hashliach Biyaim Sheino Yiduli Yeshivas Hadayanim. This is all talking. The shliach came. It's not clear he came from Beis Din. But if it's known as the day that Beis Din in the city, you have one Dayan's name, everyone knows that together. So I don't, like I said, I don't think this actually comes up a whole lot, because we send Biksav, but it's pretty clear that it could be good either Biksav or Obal Peh either way. A Beis Din needs three.
The
Hasmona has to come from a Beis Din. I'm allowed to ignore. One person says, come in front of the Beis Din. I'm going to go to him. If it's a Beis Din, then I'm a chuyif to go to him. Not if it's one person.
So if he says, come to the Beis Din of one, you without saying any
names. The Hasmona has to be from the Beis Din.
No, he's coming from one. When it comes without the Kassab, he's saying
he's saying a Beis Din without identifying them. Right, yeah, he has to identify them, I guess, to be credible. By the Shamta, he says it. Yeah. Okay, we were talking about the Hazmana. Yeah, the Shamta, we only write al pi shtei edim, pi one shliach. We only machris the Shamta. But we, what I was asked is about the Shtar Hazmona. We don't do Shamta anyway. That's because we don't do Ksav al Pied Echad. Ksav we only do al Pied Shtei Einim. By Shamta. Well, Aaron was the defendant. And Moshe, how Moshe could be the Beis Din? That's a good question, how Moshe could be the Beis Din. I don't know. Moshe is like Shevechad, but the Gemara says in Babasa, I feel Moshe and Aaron are possible to be Edis. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Maybe Fazman, it's good enough. I don't know.
The,
what?
Three times Hazmana or a long time?
Well, we had last time that you have three times, but if he refuses after one, if he straight out refuses, you don't have to send three.
So now, maybe you have to be how do you know Ksav is good?
How do you know? Well, we see from Sivav, we seem to see that Ksav is good. It talks about the Dayan signing, so Sivav sounds like Ksav, and here it sounds like Alpeh. Now, by sending in the mail, interesting thing, the Batei Dinim do send by mail. I saw two Makaris. There's a Eretz Yisrael, the Batei Dinim Shal Asfardim has a Seder of the Batei Dinim. By the Ashkenazim, we're all broken up. Everybody has his own rules. Each best has one that's better than the other one. Presumably. But the Batim Shosfardim have one Seder, and they write that the mail is good, but you need a return receipt. You need to know that he received it. Lately in New York, the mail has been pretty unreliable. And now, in the Igros Moshe, in the third volume of Eben Ezer, I think it's Tshuva Chavtes, he writes that if the post office tells you he refused to accept, he refused to accept the letter. They delivered it. He wants to sign. He refused it. Then Neman, even though they're Goyim, they're not Shluchei Bezdin, it's just a letter. So Ramesha writes that Leimaru Umnasai, there's a Chazaka professional Leimaru Umnasai, plus they can be sued. They can be sued if it's something like this. And therefore, it's sort of an Umdina that if they come back and say he refused to accept the letter, that's reliable. It's unspoken. Ramesh is clearly saying that mail is good that mail is acceptable for sending,
You can't send a guy that I'm good.
You could. You send it in the mail. It means you can send it with a guy because the mail. Today, if you can track the mail, you can track that it was delivered. Yeah, okay. So I guess they have a signature. That's why they have. You see if it's the maid's signature or the guy's signature. Nachinami. What about an email? It's interesting, in the Seder Sfaradim it says, oi email. I never knew how you write email in Hebrew, but in Hebrew email is email. Aleph Yud Mem Yud Yud Lamed. That's what it seems, email. So, it's interesting, it says, Ein Donin Be'er Shabbos Ube'erv Yamtiv. Back in the beginning of Hilchas Dayanim, it says, Mizminu Baldin Lavi Lebezdin, Ain't Sarach Lavai, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantif. It says they don't even send the Hazmana, Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yantif. People are busy. You get something, you put it in the drawer, and then you forget all about it. So you don't send on Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yantif, a Hazmana. So I guess if you mail it, you have to make sure it doesn't come Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantif, because then a person can have an excuse that he didn't see it. So you have to be sure. Okay. So this is the basic thing. Now, when we send the Hazmana, in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, they put people in Chayrim if the person didn't accept. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch is talking throughout. Today, we don't do a Chayrim, we don't do a Shamta, it doesn't do anything, and sometimes it's Vakarat, it makes the person into a victim. Today we give what's called heter arkais. Today, if somebody ignores the hazmana and the mazmin wants it. Now, heter arkais is sometimes useful, sometimes not. when you have the Hamish people have a jar, have business with each other, and they have nothing written down, it's a problem. I mean, going to our Christ is not going to do anything for you if you have nothing written down. There's a saying that fences make good neighbors. Written documents make for good shutfim, make for good partners. Partners really have to have documents that delineate. You write it when you're b'shalom, and you write it out, and people later come, they say, I signed it, I didn't even look at it, I just signed it. That's not an excuse. You have to read what you sign, or be willing to take the risk. So that's where the issue comes up. But in a case where a kois is a possibility, so what Beis Din does in the case of someone who ignores the hazmanas to Beis Din is they give a heter a kois.
What is the
iser a kois
exactly?
Okay, so the iser a kois is a lav habav say. In the beginning of Mishpatim, it says Ela Mishpatim Hashatosim Lefnehem. We dash in Lefnehem V'loy Lefnei Ha'akum. I believe Rashi brings in a Chumash, I'm not mistaken. Lefnehem V'loy Lefnei Ha'akum, which is, we understand to be a Dairaisa, that it's a mitzvah sasei Dairaisa to be done in a Beis Din, and it's an Isser to go to our Kois. There's a fascinating Klichemda in the beginning of Mishpatim. He asks, what's the heter to go to our Kois if he refuses to go to Beis Din? The heter is, you lose your money. But he says, to be over deraisa, is a loisa say, and even a life above mekhlala say, anytime doing the aveira is b'maisa, a person has to lose all his money rather than be over deraisa. So what's the heter of lefnei v'loi lefnei Yaakov? It's an isa deraisa. What's the heter to go to our kois if he refuses to go to Beis Din? That's what he asks. So if it's just an essay, it's chaymish min chasav. So I don't know why he has to ask it this way. But the Pesach Tshuva brings the Mishloim Melech in Kufnun Vav, wherever it is, that it's not lav in essay, it's if the aver is done b'payel or b'shev al tasa. But either way, even if it's chaymish min chasav, the question is still valid. So, interesting. He says maybe it's like Maida Benitzas, you're allowed to be Mashbiyahim. Iceless Deiva, you know he's lying. You know, if you know he's lying, how can you tell him to swear Shulas Maida Benitzas? I don't see the kasha so much. Because when you're telling him to swear, you're hoping he'll back out and not swear. And whether he'll back out or not, you don't know until he swears. So it's so tricky. But anyway, he says, it's not a raya for Maida Benitzas. The Torah says do it, so we do it. You have a kasha. He says a fascinating teretz. This is what he says. He says, what's the deraisa? The deraisa is to judge in Beis Din. Deraisa, judge in Beis Din. He says, if the person refuses to go to Beis Din, you're not doing Lifnei Beis Din anyway. You're not Mekayim. The deraisa is Lifneim, to do Lifneim. So, since you have to do Lifneim, you can't do Lifnei Akum. But he's not going to do Lifneim anyway. So there's no Lifneim. They're doing it in front of Goyim. It's not an Issa B'Payel to do it in front of Goyim. It's because you're not doing it in front of Beis Din. It's a Klichem, there was a Payla Shalom this. I don't mean in a bad way. I mean, it's like with the thumb. You know, the mitzvah, this is, it's not that our kois is a shtik nevela. It's that you have to do Lifneim. It's not possible to do Lifneim. So you're not over a greater Issa by doing Lifneim kois. It sounds like last resort. It sounds similar. There's a Mordechai by Tzitzis. By Tzitzis, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It's also to wear dalek kafis without Tzitzis. It doesn't say anywhere. It says you have a mitzvah sasei when you wear Tzitzis. You have a mitzvah sasei to put on when you wear dalek kafis. You have a mitzvah sasei to put on Tzitzis. The Mordechai says if on Shabbos your tzitzis rip, you're allowed to keep on wearing dalek kafis. Min ha-tayri, he says, maybe a drabon, and it's also. But you're allowed to wear dalek kafis on Shabbos without tzitzis min ha-tayri. Why? But don't say anywhere, you're not allowed to wear, where does it say, not allowed to wear dalek kafis without tzitzis? It says, v'asulam tzitzis. If you have dalek kafis, you have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. Shabbos, you can't put tzitzis on anyway. So he says, on Shabbos, there's no Issur D'oraisa. So now it's an afkamina lahalacha by Kavod Abrius. If someone sits his rip off in the street, or even in the middle of a packed train in the subway, so you have to take off the dollar kafis. Because there's no head of Kavod Abrius by an Issur D'oraisa.
Kavod Abrius is only
Drabbanan. So it's only Deicha Drabbanan. So on Shabbos, it will be a Drabbanan. I think it's a Sibi Yud Gimel in Arachayim. But on a weekday, it wouldn't be. What do you do if you sit to strip off on the subway on Shabbos? Come on. I mean, on a weekday, not Shabbos. I never told you. What do you say you should do? Okay. There's a little known din by tzitzis. I don't know why it's not well known, but by tzitzis, just like by dalaminim, everyone knows it has to be lochem. By tzitzis is also, it has to be your tzitzis. It has to be your dalakamphis to be chayim and tzitzis. If you're mafker, the beged, then also it's not, it's pater from tzitzis. Are you? Right now, you don't want to have to get undressed in the subway. Although it may be normal to get undressed in the subway, I have no idea. Says it doesn't help. That's only according to Kseis. According to everybody, yeah. Kseis says when you mafkir something, it's not hefker until someone else takes it. It doesn't work like the Kseis, but it works like everybody else. What? So minatari, you don't need shleisha, but the rabbani needs shleisha. So you tell the guy next to you on the train that you're being mafkir your thing. You know. It's interesting. He says that. He says maybe going to Arkos is a type of Avinishdin Lanafshe. And since when a person doesn't go, you're allowed to sort of take the law in your own hands. But Avinishdin Lanafshe said, Lo Yalai De Akum, it really says. So this is the second teretz, which you're saying. The Klichemda, yes, this Kasha. And he says this teretz, it's Sarachian. That maybe once you're not doing Lefneyem, who cares? Rather, I want to tell you, b'shem Reb Shmuel, that Reb Shmuel holds the same thing by Tfilas Kalim. Should be well. The Torah never says you're not allowed to use an untoivled keli. Torah says, when you have a keli, you have a mitzvah to toivel it. So Shmuel holds that if you have a keli, that if you toivel it, it would get ruined. For argument's sake, the keli, that'll be that way, whatever the mitzvah is. It has a live chip in it. You're going to tell it, it's going to get ruined. So he holds you're allowed to use it. Because you can't tivel it anyway. So if you can't tivel it, the mitzvah is to tivel it. If it can't be tivel, it has a raya. It says that if you have a keli own shutfis by a yidn guy, so it says there's no tefillah. Why? So I think the Beis Meir on the side, he brings from the Beis Yosef, it's ketayvel v'sheretz biyadai. Why are you going to tayvel a keli? If it belongs to a guy in the yid, your tayvel is still a guy's. So what does it help? So, but it still belongs to the guy. It still belongs to him. So what are you gaining? Yeah, so Beis Meir is. So what are you talking about? If it's tayvel v'sheretz biyadai, it stays tamei. It doesn't become tahar. It should stay aser. So the Torah has given is this idea that if you can't tivel it, so a melech can use it without tiveling. So it's in the third example where if you can do that, say that the lab above the class say doesn't apply.
We use the Torah, for example, sitzes on Shabbos.
Right. According to those who say that he wore tzitzis on Shabbos, so he was carrying the strings. So he was carrying the strings.
But he wasn't the kind of
mitzvah. So what? Okay. No, you're mekayim mitzvah. When you wear a dalet kamphos, you're mekayim it. In other words, vasulam tzitzis, you don't have to do it every, take it off and put it on every day.
Kind of
Because those who say that teretz say that the strings are carrying. So that's true anyway, the strings are carrying. Even though if it would rip off, you'd be allowed to wear it, but when it's on, it's still carrying on the strings. But in Lamaisa, he wore it with the strings. He could have worn it without it. But since he wore it with, so then if he's not mitzvah, then it's carrying. That's the, I think it's the Aruch HaNeres Terence.
If a person is
mafkir
his kelim, his dishes, is it
oyster
mitzvah tefillah?
It's
not Jewish. Jewish don't say
anymore. I don't know if being mafkir is enough. It has to belong to a guy. I'm not sure.
How does somebody wear this on Shabbos? It's not a
chenat. That's a little off topic. That's why the briskers don't wear. The briskers don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos in the street. They don't wear day of either. So they wear tzitzis only in shul. The briskers are chayshish of the balamar. The balamar holds that there's no tcheles. You're not. The Mishnah says tcheles is ainu makiv esalavan. It's a first of the Mishnah, not like that. The balamar is chayshish for Rebbe. I think it's machayis Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe holds that tcheles is makiv, and then the lavan is carrying. So the briskers on Shabbos don't wear tzitzis. Don't wait, just because they hold his carrying. It's a topic unto itself. It's hard to talk about it, but we'll leave it with that. Now that we have a brisker or shashiva by us, I have to be careful what I say. But I think he doesn't wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos. It could be maktatuka, yeah. Shalai befarav? Maybe, I don't know. But the Rebbe, it says Rebbe argues. The Stam Mishnah is that way, but the Balamar, the Chayish is not for Rebbe. The Chayish is Balamar. Balamar paskins that. What? There's the second terrace of the Klichemdis Kasha. How do I find the Klichemda? Because one of the Mefarshim on there's a safer. I've been using Oitzer Mishpat or something. It's a pirish on Shulchan Achayshim Mishpat that he brings a klichemda. He says in a different terrace. He says the iser of our kois is that says nimsa kamecharef megadif beteres maisha beteres Hashem. It's that you're disregarding teres maisha and you're going teres kois. But he is not disregarding. He sent him azmana. And you try to compel him to go to Beis Din. If you refuse to go to Beis Din, so you want to be matzal what you could, so that's not, sort of, klichemdis kasha, you're allowed to be over. You're not over, because the aveira is to disregard and to go to Arkois that way. However, later in Dine Arkois, the Nesivus writes that, Simcha Vav, that even when you go to Arkois, you're only allowed to accept money that's awarded to you in court to the degree that you're entitled to it al pi halacha. In other words, if the court gives penalties that are not al pi din, you're not permitted to take it. The court grants interest, so besides the ribbish shayla, but something al pi halacha, you're not entitled to, you're not allowed to take, except al pi halacha, you're entitled to reimbursement for your lawyer's fees. If you imagine someone to Beis Din and he refuses to go to Beis Din, you have to hire a lawyer and go to court. So that's called Garmi. Garmi is a groma that's Bari Hazeka. A Garmi that's Bari Hazeka, at least for Ashkenazim, you're allowed to be typhus. You're allowed to take the money. So if the court's award, let's say someone says, you owe me $50,000. He goes to court. The court gives him $50,000 and they get money for penalties or interest. He's not allowed to take the extra money. Except to the degree that extra money he'd be entitled to, because al pi halacha he's entitled to reimbursement for his legal fees, to that money he can take back. What's fascinating is in halacha, it needs a good hesber, but if you take someone to court, you hire a lawyer, it costs you $10,000. It only took the lawyer 6 minutes. So it was only $10,000, right? So you have $10,000 in expenses.
So you're entitled to reimbursement. If you're the lawyer, you did it yourself, but it's a shavah kesef of $10,000, you're not entitled to reimbursement. It's a fascinating thing. Expenses, you're entitled to reimbursement. But time and energy, your effort, your energy, it seems in halacha that that's not, you know. It doesn't matter. You could be typhus it. You could be typhus it out. Maybe you have to mess with my dog. You have to tell. When you do things that when technically it's the guy does it one way and you're saying it a different way, usually you have to be maisa meidah. You have to tell two witnesses, I'm giving you a meidah, then I'm doing a tfisa for something else. You can't take interest. But if he owes you money for something else and the court gives it to you for interest, you can hold it for the something else. You have to borrow that he sold to you, but... what? That's a lawyer's fee. That's a lawyer's fee. That's the lawyer's fee. That's, instead of charging you up front, he takes a percentage of the... if that's the normal rate that a lawyer charges, I suppose it's okay. Okay, so this is the din of arkois. There is, I mentioned in the past, heter arkois for enforcement. Somebody asked me for a marvokim on it. In the Chuvah Sassam Seifa Chayshimishpa Chuvah Gimel, he writes that enforcement, there are two types of enforcement. You're allowed to go to court for enforcement. A, if Bezdin passed in one way, you signed the arbitration agreement, and you have the Psak Bezdin, he's ignoring it. So you go to court to enforce the award of the Bezdin. B, if you have a case where there's no real argument over the facts. The facts are clear. Now, everyone always says the facts are clear. So you really have to be the facts are clear. Let's say you have a neighbor and he's building onto your property. You know, he's doing it. It happens very often. They build and they cheat a little. They go 6 inches, 12 inches into your property. So you're allowed to go straight to court for enforcement. It's not a decision that's required. You build Taina differently, so you'll go to a decision to best. But right now, it's enforcement. Same thing, someone's blocking a driveway and you have to pull out. So you're allowed to call the cops and have them towed away. It's not arkais. You don't have to go to Bezdin. It's just enforcing something. There's no decision that's being made. And when it's not a decision that's being made, that's not a case of arkais. The Chassav Seifa is talking in enforcement in a case where after a Bezdin psak, and when there's no hakhosha on the tfiyah, it's a chuvas marsham, chelakimel chuvah kuf tzadikei, among others. But there it's a pretty clear tshuva that says that it's mut in such a case. Okay, let's go to Sif Gimel, because if we keep on going. When it's a psak and when it's enforcement. So the first case, when you have a psak bez, and it's easy. When it's not, when the issue is not being disputed, you can say you want to go to court because this is the fact. Now, if he's going to come back and say it's not true, the boundary line is somewhere else, then you're going to have to go to Bezdin to decide apidin where the boundary line is. It depends on how he'll defend himself. If he defends himself, something that requires the decision, then you can do it. There are certainly cases where it's pretty clear.
He's enforcement, so he's going to lose money. They get the fine. He's also, and he knows he is.
Generally, if you cause someone to get a fine, that's also either grom or garmi, you have to reimburse him. In a case where you're allowed to, if he's blocking a driveway, it's going to be an expense to pull him away. And you know he's a yid, so if you're entitled to it, then you can do it. Then you can do it, and it's not... just to have someone get a ticket is not mutter. The only avishila nafshei is when you get your result. Penalties are not mutter. You can't, avishila nafshei doesn't mean you can penalize somebody. Someone's by your driver, you get him a ticket. There's no heter to give him a ticket. You didn't do anything. You didn't help yourself. if you're going to have him told, that is a heter, because you're helping yourself. So you have to give a ticket in order to get him told. But if you don't give him a ticket, he can stop there. There's no heter for that. Right. Right, so that's okay. But if you just want to give him a ticket and not call a tow truck, that's a problem. If your plan is just to get him a ticket and not have him told, that's not... What? He come on you there for the ticket? Yeah. If he comes in between, you should have waited. I would have gotten the tow truck here. You came too early. You know? We were talking in class about Hashem Echinam and Hashem Esachar. Hashem Esachar has to do a good Shmira. Hashem Echinam can do a Shmira Pchusa. If someone asks you to watch his car, so you have to switch all to the side, right? So if you leave it there just for 5 minutes, and he gets a ticket, is Hashem Esachar is chayef for sure. He has to do Shmira Malia. Does Hashem Echinam have to pay? Is leaving, like in New York City, leaving a car on the wrong side of the street for 5 minutes. I mean, that's normal, no? You don't take a risk. Aaron doesn't take a risk. Most of us, I think, 5 minutes?
They're on the spot.
What?
They're on the spot.
They're not on it.
They give you early. You have to make sure
that. It has to become a pshia. Yeah. I don't know. I guess different people have different tolerance for risk. All right, Siv Gimel, Rabbi Sai. The question of whether you have to deliver it, or can you throw it to his mail slot? Can you give it to his wife? Can you give it to his neighbor? So that's Siv Gimel. So you gotta read it carefully, and let's see what it says. Mishu b'medina. Now medina in Hebrew means country. Over here it doesn't mean country. Mishu b'medina, if you look in the Sma Yud Beis, he says pirish b'ir. V'nikra medina b'losha rabba. A large city is sometimes called medina. So, Mishahu b'medina, meaning a large city, v'halach shliach bezda b'loi matzai. Shliach bezda brings him a summons, he's not found. Ein kaivan loizman, achim senu ha-shliach, v'yayim alai. He can't set a deadline for him to come to Bezdin unless you find him. You have to find him, v'yayim alai, you have to tell him. That's in a big city. Hoya b'kfar, he was in a small town. In Darkei Lavi by Sayyim. He's the type of worker who goes to work and comes home every night. Aymer Ashliach, a fila achad me ashchenim, a fila isha, miyave ploini heidiyu shebezdin kovaloizman, shiyave yayim lebezdin. Vimloiba minadna, I say le'erev. So the main chilim between a big city and a small town. In a big city, the hustle and bustle, people aren't always careful, but it's a kfar. You can rely on neighbors. The Rama, Koshkin Apishliach Bezdin, Apishliach Chazav Amr, Asisi Shlichusi. Certainly, if you send the Shliach Bezdin, even if he didn't come back and say he did my Shlichus, you can rely that he did do the Shlichus. But Medavar Mamurim, now here's where it gets tricky. When could you rely on leaving it there? Kishain, Bedera, Shadaka, Leilachba, Almok, and Bezdin. If there's no, like, one road, okay, they were in cars, it's different, but no road that people travel. But if the way he comes and the way you go is the same road, and once upon a time, they used to walk or go in an open wagon or a wagon, in Darkei Aleihem, if it's likely you're going to meet him. In other words, the Shia Bezdin is heading back home, and he's coming back from work. We don't put a Becherim. We don't rely on people giving. Shemalai umrulai hashchainim. Hashchainim are not going to necessarily do it. Harry heimaimrim. Darkai al pesach bezdin. Ukvar halach vinifter. He already went to the bezdin or to shia bezdin. So they're not so careful to give it to him. Chainim loy ba mevedina ad lamachar. If he didn't show up that day, and he said, Mekal hashchainim, shem ishakhu v'loy umrulai. The same day, they'll remember to give it to him. A day later, they'll forget. So you rely on Shechinim, basically, if you're fairly certain that they got it. Ramah. Now, the trick is, the smayas, what is the Ramah adding that it didn't say already in Shulchan Aruch? Ramah. V'chein, im hoya bi'ir, ein saim chelal ha-Shechinim, sheyayimru, shema shliach bezda masri va'amalai. If he's in the city, you don't rely on the Shechinim, They're going to say, maybe Shiafes met him and told him already. Well, he already said, Im hoya bi'ir, we're not Saimach adishchenim. What's he eating that we didn't know already? What's Rama eating? The Sma is this kasha. What's he eating? The Sma is in the middle of the long Sma, the narrow lines. It's like halfway down in Yud Beis. He says, "Huma shekosav Rama b'hagah b'seifs him in sif zeh." The last seven lines of the narrow lines. Selushayinai. The Rama said, "Chenim b'biyar isemchin." So Chloibidoli b'omer Ram lechadish tover b'din zeh. The Rama is not adding anything. Kfar kosi amachaber. Lekosi el mishum hatam. So this is the way the Orem V'Tumim explains. Rama is not writing a new din. He's just writing the reason. What's the reason leaving it by Shechinim is no good? Because the Shechinim may not deliver it. You see, there are two ways of looking at this. When you leave it by neighbors, one way of saying it's no good is they may not give it to him. The other way is saying, even if the neighbors give it to him, he doesn't take it so seriously. If he is officially given it by Shliach Ben, he takes it seriously. But not, then maybe not. Rama is saying the reason is he might not have gotten it. Nafkamina, if you know he got it, you left it by Shechinim, and you know he received it. You have witnesses that he received it. So Rama is saying that in that case, leaving it by Shechinim is good enough. As long as you know that he received it. The same idea about sending it in the mail, and you know he got it, you get back notice, however it is, that he received it. So that's... The Shechinim, you can't be machai of them to give it. Most Shechinim, what do I got to get mixed in with your fight? You know, but Achinami. What? Right. So that's what the Rama is saying. If you know he got it, if you don't know he got it, then it's no good. But if you know he received it, then... Well, once you know he got it, the expectation is that he's going to honor it. It's not... Okay? All right, so this is the din of Shechinim. The bottom line is, if you know he got it, which today is not so difficult, let's see, Sifdalin, and we'll come back and discuss it. Misha kasul av nidoi, ad shaloi bava omar avai. Somebody wrote a cherim. Now, the pshat in the sif is, there are two types of cherim. One is if he refuses to come, and one is this psak bezdin, and he refuses to listen to it. So the mechaber starts. Kasul av nidoi, ad shaloi bava. If they wrote a nidoi because he refused to come to bezdin, va'amar avai. He said, I'll do tshuva, I'll come. Ain't kairing sam nidoi, ad shayavai. Not good enough, he said, I'll come. You don't rip up the ksav nidoi until he actually does come. So for coming, you got to wait till he comes. Al mishukosul av nidoi, I'll show you misarv lasais, sivu bezdin. We refuse to honor the psak of bezdin. Miyan kisha oimer, hareini makabal alai lasit sivu bezdin. I guess he has to say it in some formal setting. Then, kairing sav nidoi, will noise his chara seifer. He has to reimburse the cost of the nidoi. And we give him time to pay. Not everyone can pay right away. So it's an interesting thing. He refuses to come, you don't rip up the nidoi until he shows up. That takes a minute. If he refuses to follow the psak, as soon as he accepts, formally accepts to do the psak, we rip up the nidoi, even though he might back out of that, but we do it anyway because it takes time to do it. Rama, chen mohoye biir, I'm sorry, sif dalid, Rama, Hagah, Mishikosol of Sarvonis, Vitan Akash Loi Shama, ain't it Nemo? The Bez, Maisa Bez, the Yesh Loi Koyal. If he said I don't know anything about it, so Maisa Bez, the Yesh Loi Koyal, then we assume that he did hear about it, of course, if he wants, he could still fix it. There is an excuse that works. If a person has a Hazmana from a Gavra that is influential in the city, as he has money to a bezdin from a wealthy person in the city, somebody has a lot of influence in the city. Normally, you could say, I only want to be judged in this city. You can't force someone to go to a different city. But if you have a person, now it's a little hard to know, but if you have somebody who has a lot of influence in the city, so later in Simeon Yudalid, it's going to say a gavru is a osha v'ilayim be'ir against the Rama, but I assume the Bechaber agrees to it. You could say I want to be judged in a different city. That in this city he has too much influence. They call it a change of venue, right? That you want to be in a different in a different place, then a person could do that. Sifhei noshim yikarais chashiva women etabachachish terasim nasei. The question is, what accommodations we make for people who are not comfortable appearing in public because of their stature? And I guess Simon Tzadik Vav, we hope we should get there. Asim Kuchav Dalit talks about Bayit, the same type of shayla. So this is basically the beginning of these dinim. I did jot down, as we were going through these simanim, a handful of things that we seem to do, that the minig is to do slightly different than it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the Paiskim. So over the time, I jotted down six things. One thing is writing by Madan Tuni. Bezdin, generally Bezdin is not mechuyev to give a reason. It says, unless it's a tmiya. The Gemara says it has a maisa, I don't remember the names. The Kefir did Torah in front of, let's say, Rabbah, and Reuven had tied against Shimon. And they said that Reuven lost. They had a second did Torah, the same Reuven, but it was flipped. Levi had a tie against Reuven. It seemed to be exactly the same case. And they're passing the opposite. So the Gemara says, Rabbi said, if it's something that a person would see, otherwise he's not mukhiyev to write Bamed Dantuni. But Rabbi Yoshev has a tshuva. He has a number of tshuvas. He sat on a bezna for a long time. And Chela Kibbel of his tshuvas, it's very interesting. He says, "Bizman hazeh hakol begeder mokim lechashad." He writes, "Bizman hazeh, everybody finds reasons to be chayshad de Bezdin," and he says, "Bizman hazeh, you have to write by Madan Tuni." Now the default is that you have to write the reason, and there was a din Torah in front of the Avni Nezer about a rabbonus, about between the son of the previous rab and an outside person, if the son had a right of Yerusha. So it appears that it was very political. So what the Avni Nezer did, they said they have to write Bamed Dantuni. So he wrote, he calls it a kuntris, I think Sheva Mailos Lekeser. Something like, he called it a kuntris. It's like, he wrote Bamed Dantuni, but it's a whole kuntris, many pages long. It's great for learning Nach. He goes through different times in Nach where sons were or not. And like, he wrote Bamed Dantuni, but for anybody to start up with him, you gotta get a chavrusa and go through it for, like, he can finish a masechta at the time he finishes his thing. But Lamaisa, that's what he writes. So there are cases. It's true. Now the Gemara says Beidina Basa Beidina Loidayik. A Bezdin can only overturn a previous Bezdin if they hold Sotayev Dvar Mishnah, not in Svara. But Bezman Hazeh, the Derech is to the Beidina Dayik, and Rabbi Yashar mentioned this in the Tshuva. The second thing, many of you learned the Gemara talks about listening to Pia Meturgamin. Really, the Bezdin is supposed to understand the language. So Rabbi Yashuv writes that Bezman Hazeh, not only can accept Meturgamin, but they have today, what's the name for it? The places that translate documents from, what is his name? No, it's, what's it called?
You mean the court reporters that take
the... No, there are companies. You bring the document to them, they give you a sealed... What? A pastille. A pastille is the companies that give you, and they seal it with a ribbon that goes through the pages so you can't change pages, and they do translations of documents. So Biyosha says, even though Dina de Gemara, it's not so pashit, but Bisman Azeh, we rely on it, and that's in the tshuva, in the first chalik, tshuva kuf tzadikei. What? What's it called? Okay, so that I would know. The pastille I know. Now there's another, one of the most difficult parts of Dinei Torah, and I'm not sure myself how to deal with it. It says, Al tihi merkei hadayanim. That means people come in front of you. The dayan is not allowed to be a lawyer for one side or the other. So two people have a Din Torah, and a person says something, and the other person says something else. And very often, that they don't realize, like, the tefillah is ridiculous. Like, he says, I'm willing to give half of it. I mean, and the whole thing, it's an absurdity. It's like, so the Mishnah says, Alti Merkei Hadayanim. I don't understand it. It means two people come in front of you, and someone says, you owe me money because you said you'll give me money. That's a ridiculous type tefillah. If you said you give him money, you could change your mind. The other says, you owe me money, you said in front of Adam, you're going to give me money. He says, it's true, I said, I'll give you money, I'll give you half of it. I don't want to give it. So it sounds like from the Mishnah, you're not allowed to tell him, you don't have to give anything. He's today $100, he's made the 50, so I'll take America at the end. He has to go to get a lawyer. You're not his lawyer. You can only be done what they do in front of you. I don't understand it. A dayan's job is to do God's work. That everything should be right. So it's very, very difficult for me to understand what it means, Altehi Marakei Hadayanim. Rabbi Yashiv writes in the tshuva, in the Chelek Aleph, also the next tshuva, Kuf Tzadik Vav, that when you see that the Nitva doesn't understand what's happening in Beis Din, you're allowed to be Marakei Hadayanim. Now, if you have to tie in, there's a size that says you're part of that Alte Merkadion. But if the whole thing is an absurdity in the first place, he doesn't understand when he comes in front of you. So Rabbi Yosha says you're allowed to do it. It's a very, in practice, it's a very challenging thing, because many of the Dinei Torah are I don't know, I had... Just this week, I had a cleaners and a lady who gave a dress in to be cleaned. So the lady who gave the dress in to be cleaned said they ruined the dress. And the cleaner told her, yes, Karav, whatever he says, I'll do. So she goes, she says, I said, it's not going to work. Because if I say not like you, you lose. If I say like you, he's going to say, let's hear someone else. You know, two sides have to call. It doesn't work. So she calls. I gave him a dress to the cleaners, he ruined it. What's it in? Like, it's a no-brainer. What's it in? What do you mean, what's it in? So he got on the phone with me. And, the cleaners, probably is not interested in fighting over a few dollars, but okay. So they call. Says, you ruined the dress. He said, look, it didn't say don't dry clean. I dry cleaned it. I threw it into the machine, and this is what happened to it. You know, it's whatever it is. And she says, it was satin, you can't clean that way, it loses its shine. All right. So I told him on the phone that you say it's ruined, you say it's not ruined. You say you're a pesheya, you say you're not a pesheya. How may you say a varaya? Really, you have to prove it one way or the other. I told them, but you know, if you want, your customer should be happy. So say, you know, may I come to some agreement between you. I mean, he did make the lose the shine of the satin. Make some agreement. So he says to her, what do you suggest? She says, give me 60%. He said, fine. He overpaid al pi halacha. The whole thing was a few hundred dollars, but he overpaid al pi din. Am I supposed to say something? I have a feeling he just wanted to get it over with and finished. But it wasn't al pi din. I don't chap. Like the Chazal say that the dayan shouldn't mix in. You know, he shouldn't mix in. Why are you mixing in? Like he really should have. I don't know. That he had to pay anything. What? Okay. Okay, I don't understand Alte America Dianim, but Rabbi Yashim writes, if it's Tanina and Liasni, I think they try to appoint someone to Tanina for Liasni. I think so. Because otherwise it's Mestatim Tanai stuff. I don't know. We once had, Yerachmiel had to go to a Chumash party. He'll remember, we once had a Yid who came. Gray hair, Tamini Yid, a very Geshmaki Yid. He must have been about 70 years old, which used to be old. He came to the shul. He said, I'm a Yassim. My parents died. I want to collect money. I'm a Yassim. So he's collecting money for the assignment. Who's the assignment? Me. My parents died. So the Yachmiel asked me, you stayed in his house. He says, is he a Yassim? 70 years old, parents died. So I looked in Halacha. It says, what's a Yassim? If somebody's parents are supporting him and they die, he has a din Yassim. So he claims his parents are supporting him, and they died, so he's a Yassim. Okay, so maybe he is a Yassim. So it depends, I guess, how much they were like, what?
Maybe his Yerusha
just ran out. He didn't look at like he had a very big Yerusha, I'll tell you the truth. Okay, everyone have a wonderful summer. Mitzvah Hashem, we reconvene the first Sunday morning in September. Gesundheit, everybody, please.
I'm still looking for a triple document.